The gospel today speaks of our service to our Lord, serving our Lord, and especially in vocation to religious life, a priesthood. And he gives three examples of what could happen, what kind of responses we could make to God's call and whatever he calls us to do, asks us to do. The first is a man says that he will follow Jesus wherever he goes, and that is indicating that the man thinks that he's going to enjoy life with Jesus, following his company, have fun maybe, you know, do some serious things, but have fun and enjoyment and having an easy life and just having a nice career perhaps. And this can be some of our motives. It could be a motive for priesthood, religious life, to have a career, to have respect and glory, and really the idea is what I'm going to get from it. Me. I had a co-worker before I was a friar who I was talking to about his possible vocation. He ended up getting married, but he was telling me he applied to the local diocese and had an interview with the vocation director, and the director asked him why he wanted to be a priest, and so he gave a list of all the things that he would benefit from the priesthood, and what he would get from it, really, basically. And the director said, you know, after listening what you said, everything you said was about me, what I was going to get for the priesthood. Priesthood is not about that. Priesthood is about giving ourselves to God and seeking the good of souls, helping others. It's other oriented. It's mainly oriented to others, to the good of others, to the salvation of souls. And so he didn't end up entering the diocese for studying as a seminarian. He ended up getting married. But that's some of the false motives we can have for serving our Lord, what I'm going to get from it. Of course, we do want to be holy. We do have to and want to be saints through whatever our vocation is, but some vocations are oriented to the good of others, like marriage too. Marriage is oriented to the good of the children as well as the good of the spouses. So our intentions and motivations should be seeking others and in regard to the serving God and priesthood and religious life, as we should expect the cross, expect things to be difficult, to have the spirit of sacrifice that is the only motive that's worthy of priesthood and the religious life, the only motive, the spirit of sacrifice, generosity, total self-giving. Otherwise, selfishness enters into serving our Lord, which is totally foreign to what our Lord did, the example our Lord set. He carried his cross. He accepted disappointments and contradictions and difficulties throughout his whole ministry, and that is what we should expect. But at the same time, there are rewards, of course. There are rewards. God sustains us and consoles us and helps us in our service of him, and we can expect that and want that as well, but still primarily have that spirit of sacrifice and generosity and giving to our Lord. The second one was the man who wanted to go first and bury his father, but our Lord said, no, let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. This is here, those who hesitate, those who hem and haw over our Lord's call, they are not quick to answer his call, but they keep hesitating. They're indecisive. They're not full of that love for God, that they just want to give themselves totally to our Lord, and they're just sort of hemming and hawing. And it's indecisive, a sort of a lukewarmness that makes one indecisive. And there's a pull of the world, and the pull of, maybe impure motives, ulterior motives that we have to purify. And love is really the the motive there. A love is a total giving of oneself. And there isn't, you know, once we find out what God's will is, we give ourselves totally to that out of love. And love is overflowing. Love is strong. It is not indecisive in any way. So once we find out what God's will is, we throw ourselves into his will, into what he wants. And that is very decisive. Very decisive. There's a total commitment there. Similar to the last example of a man who wants to follow our Lord, but first go back to visit his family. And our Lord says, no one who sets his hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. If we look back to the world, the pleasures of the world, shows a lack of love for God and a lack of total commitment to Jesus. Once we have made that commitment, we throw ourselves totally, wholeheartedly into the service of God. That full love, like marriage, we totally commit ourselves to the good of the other and give ourselves totally to do the best we can and not to question and not look back. But, you know, we give ourselves to religious life or the priesthood, we make the best of it. We become the best that we can be. We become a saint in that state in life that God has set for me, for you. We give ourselves totally. If we're divided, then we can't be the best that we are called to be, whether we be a wife or a husband or a single person or religious vocation. Do the best we can. We cannot be the best unless we give our whole heart to it. So let's ask our Lord to give us the grace to answer his call properly, rightly, whatever he calls us to be, and give our whole heart to it with our whole love, our whole self, to serve God and his will, what he calls us to do.